So God is always wanting us to respond freely. So no whistling, number one. But when you hear the bells, basically just begin to go back into prayer. See, the whole thing about... I thought there was no more pictures. Get out of here. basically, what God wants is He wants us to enter into this Veni Creator Spiritus, this time of the Holy Spirit. I was just talking to a young lady out there today, and basically, everything that the charismatics are praying for is the spirit of Louisa. Everything that Pentecostals are praying for is the spirit of Louisa. What's going to happen is when Louisa is recognized, the whole world changes. When these writings are finally released with the official translations, the whole world is going to be consumed in fire. And it's the fire of God's love. It's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This love is going to consume the earth. Now, there's three purifications. The first purification was the flood, where God washed the world clean. The second purification was when Jesus died on the cross and His blood washed the world clean. And now the third purification is the fire from heaven, which is going to wash the world clean. But it's the love of God that's coming upon the earth. What Louisa is bringing is the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary upon the earth. This fire of love is coming. And those that do not want this love, they will be wailing and grinding their teeth. Those that want this love will be in ecstasy. See, that's what God has promised. A lot of people are terrified of what's coming. Something is coming, and to get a clue of what it is, Jesus says, I'm with you to the end of time. Okay, Adam was in eternity, and Adam lost eternity and is trapped in time and space. And this is why our bodies now is basically food for worms. This body can't live, you know, as it's supposed to live. Our brains aren't functioning the way they're supposed to be functioning. Our Lady is preparing us. Look at Akita, look at Medjugorje, look at Fatima, Our Lady of La Salette, look at Lourdes. Everything is preparing us. Garabandal, everything is getting us ready. For what? The return of Jesus. St. Faustina, Jesus told Louisa, this divine mercy is to get the world ready for my return. See, Christ is coming back. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. It is going to happen. And what our Lord is asking of us to do is to get ready for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The second Pentecost. This when the trumpets are blaring. And again, it's the time of a great change in the world. It cannot remain the way it is. So the Lord is asking us to work with Louisa to live in the kingdom now so that when it comes, it's just going to be a twinkling of an eye for us. It's going to everything will change. Jesus tells that to Louisa. He says that the divine will happen on earth as if by magic. All of a sudden the kingdom will be here. Death will be gone. The evil will be gone. The devil will be gone. And everyone will say, how did this happen? And Jesus said it happened because of Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa. That's our mission. So what everybody's been praying for the last 100 years, from the Pentecostals to the Charismatics, is for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is Louisa Picaretta. She is the mother of the second generation of the children of light. So our God is asking us to study this. So we're going to, the next part here is echoing the voice of Louisa. Volume 1, March 13th, 1919. I, Louisa, entered into Jesus and did what Jesus was doing, and know how clearly I could see what Jesus had told me. I remained multiplied with him and everyone, even in the saints. Now here, this is Catholic. When the priest says Mass, the host is multiplied. We're not just getting a particle of Jesus. We're getting all of Jesus. And so our God is asking us, I want to give you more. So he asks us to multiply with him in everyone, with Louisa. Okay? So when we pray, it's Jesus, come pray in my praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. I'm not just praying for my family. You know, I basically say to the Lord, if they need a slap or a kick, please do. But I can't convince them. There's no way I can convince them. But I know God can do that. So I give them to God, and I trust God. He's going to take care of them. As a matter of fact, he says that to Louisa, you do what I want, and I will do what you want. So we surrender our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our relatives, our parishioners to God. And then Jesus says, pray for my children in my name. So we pray for everyone from Adam to the last, a human that exists. We multiply with Jesus in everyone. And what do we say? I adore you, I love you, I praise you. When you go to confession, Lord, I go to confession for my sins and for and really to pray for all those that have never gone to confession. Pray for all the sins. Pray that God has mercy on us all, that he forgives us all, that all of us can get into heaven. It's basically like Moses did standing in the breach. We pray for everyone. Is that right, Frank? Okay. Okay. I remained multiplied with Jesus and everyone, even in the saints. But as I returned into myself, some doubts arose within me, and Jesus added, one single act of my most holy divine will, even one instant, is full of creative, this is creative divine life. Every time there's a capital letter, it means this is not human. This is not ordinary. This is divine. Full, divinely creative, divine life. And whoever contains this life in that instant gives life to everything and preserve everything. And from that act of my divine will alone, the sun receives the light of light, the earth preservation, the creature's life. And why do you doubt then? It says, this is what he's asking us. Why do we doubt what God is doing? And then I, Jesus, have my court in heaven. I, God, want another court on earth. And guess who's going to form this court? That's a promise from Jesus. He has got such plans for us. He saved the best for last. That's why St. Louis de Montfort says, the saints in the final days will be the greatest saints ever in the history of the church, and it's nothing that they have done. It's but what God has done for them. God wants us to participate in the sanctity, to participate in the sainthood. That's why, again, we have to strive to be good Catholics, holy Catholics, saintly Catholics, devout Catholics. We can't just be ordinary. It's not. We need extraordinary saints today. We do. How we fuse ourselves in the divine will, one with Louisa. Now, again, this is very essential in order to do the rounds. Louisa possesses this gift, and therefore we have to be with Louisa. As we said, we have to know who she is. We have to echo her voice. Now we have to fuse ourselves in the divine will, one with Louisa Picaretta. So she says, I, Louisa, write only out of obedience, and I'm going to make a mix of past. Oh, number two. I've lost page two. Thank you. All right. Sorry. See, this is my copy. Okay, I found page two. Okay. And the soul, Louisa, and those linked to Louisa, who will live in your most holy divine will, and he, Jesus says, brava, brava. They are exactly the ones who, without the shadow of interest of personal sanctity, but rather fully divine, will live for the good of their brothers, forming one single echo with heaven. So, who's going to form this court? It's Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa. Okay, listen to this. You can't have a shadow of personal interest. It's not for me. I am not doing this so that I can have a place in heaven. I've heard some people in the divine world say, I've got the highest place in heaven. If they are saying this, they're not living in the divine world. They're not even close. It's not to have any interest of yourself. I am nothing. I am nothing. All that I want to do is give glory to God. Glory, adoration, love for God. God alone. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He's our all. We want Him to be glorified. We want the Father to be glorified. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So personal sanctity, it's not to become a saint. It's to enter into the divine life of God. Fully divine. To live for the good of all our brothers and sisters, forming one single echo with heaven. So what our God is asking of us is, excuse me, is to really form this life, this love of living in the divine will, so that everybody can enter the kingdom. Jesus is depending on us. He says, look at your brothers and sisters, the world is being flushed down the toilet. Everybody is living in sin. I mean, this is the worst that the world has ever been. And he says, will you help me help them? And we say, Lord, what do you need? And he says, give me all the glory and honor and let me do what I have to do. Lord, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, linked to Louisa Picaretta, so that your kingdom can be established. See, the one problem with this new evangelization, basically it's the same old, same old. Okay? If we continue to do what we've done for the last 2,000 years, we'll end up with the same result. It can't change. You get a couple good people. I mean, I remember the 70s, the when the charismatic renewal started. Everything was on fire. I remember the 80s when we were learning about Louisa. Everything was on fire. Excuse me. What's happened? People are tired. Well, the churches used to be filled. You know, and everybody's tired. Why? It's a devotional life. See, God wants more than a devotional life, a saintly life. He wants to be alive in us. He wants to be Lord of our lives. So this is why this great gift of the divine will, once we learn this, the world changes. It cannot be the same. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. The devil loses. See, when the kingdom comes on earth, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. He can't stay here. He has to go. See, it's a whole new beginning for the world. You know, the technologies that are happening today is for the kingdom. Why do we have internet? It's for the kingdom. Why do we have telephones? It's for the kingdom. It's God is going to use all the technology for His glory. Everything is going to be wiped clean. Nothing is going to be of the ordinary. Nothing is going to be of the devil. It's all going to be for the glory of God. This is what's coming. So Jesus says, these are exactly the ones without a shadow of interest in personal sanctity, thank you, but rather fully divine, who will live for the good of their brothers, forming one single echo with heaven. My love, who will be this fortunate mother, this son, then this spouse, which will conceal the Holy Trinity on earth? This is volume 15, January 24th, 1923. And in whom your divine will be one. And Jesus says, what? Have you not understood? And this is for us too. Have you not understood? Two of them are already in their place of honor. My divine mother Mary and I, Jesus, the eternal Word, Son of the celestial Father, Son of the celestial Mother, since by incarnating myself in her womb, I, Jesus, became her own son. The spouse is you, Louisa Picaretta. She's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Louisa, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is coming upon the earth. the little daughter of my most holy divine will, I am in the middle. My mother Mary is at the right, and you, Louisa, the spouse, is at my left. So when Peter, when the mother of James and John said, I want my son to sit on the right and my left, Jesus says, that's not for me to give. It's for my whom my Father has chosen. That is Our Lady and Louisa. Now, in the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. In the New Testament, it was Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family. Now, in the Testament of the Kingdom, that's what he calls the Book of Heaven, it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's not saying anything against Joseph. It's not saying anything against Moses. It's not saying anything against Elijah. It's the next step that God is bringing. He wants us to have more. He says, it is you, Louisa, the spouse. Is linked to you, Louisa, the little daughter of the most holy divine will. I am in the middle. My mother is at the right. You, Louisa, are at the left. As my divine will acts in me, it echoes to the right, to Our Lady, and to the left, Louisa, and forms one single will. This is why I, Jesus, have poured so many graces in you, Louisa. I, God, open the doors of my divine will in you, Louisa. I, God, reveal to you, Louisa, the divine secrets, the divine prodigies which my divine will contains, to open many ways so that you, Louisa, might be reached by the echo of my divine will. And losing your own human will, you might live with my divine will alone. Aren't you happy? And that's what he's saying to us. If you're linked to Louisa, aren't you happy? Because you're going to receive what I gave to Louisa. See, that's why being linked to Louisa is so necessary. I love St. Teresa. I love St. John Newman. I love the saints. But who is this Louisa Picaretta that Jesus says I must be linked to in order to possess divine secrets, divine prodigies, divine will? That's why I've put down a lot of my holy books, my saintly books. I read the Bible, I pray my breviary, but I read the Book of Heaven. I study the Book of Heaven. I put this into practice. Every truth that Jesus gives me, I want to know this. I want to live this. So aren't you happy? Aren't you happy that God has called you to live this abundant life? Aren't you happy that God wants us to have a share in divinity with today, not after you die? See, as you begin to live this life, see, we're talking about that before, we begin to enter into eternity. Time and space is for the devil. Okay, he's trapped in time and space. God wants us to re-enter into eternity. So when you start praying, let's look at the rosary. When you pray the mysteries of the Holy Rosary, what happens is you go back to Bethlehem. You go back to Nazareth. You go back to Capernaum. You go back to Jerusalem. It's not a pious thought anymore. It's an actuality. You can actually be there at Golgotha. See, we enter into eternity as we begin to pray. See, this is not devotional prayers. A devotional prayers is praying the books and putting them down going, whew, I got them all done. Now I can go mow the lawn. God says, no, I want, as St. Paul tells us, prayer continuously to really begin to live this abundant life. Volume 17. August 2nd, 1925. I, Louisa, was praying, infusing myself in the most holy divine will, and I wanted to wander everywhere. See, this, there's no time or space. This is not a pious thought. I wandered up everywhere, up into the heavens, in order to find that supreme I love you, which is not subject to any interruption. I wanted to make it my own, so that I, too, might have an I love you, which is never interrupted. See, it's to enter into heaven, which I might echo the eternal I love you by possessing the source of the true I love you within me, that I might have an I love you for each one and for everyone, for every motion, for each act, for each breath, for each heartbeat, for each I love you of my Jesus himself. And while I seemed to reach the womb of the Eternal One, making there I love you my own, I kept repeating every upon each thing a lullaby of I love yous to my Supreme Lord. See, the divine will is to enter heaven. It's to enter love. It's to participate in love. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly. Jesus says, I want more for you than that. He wants us to enter heaven, to really begin. Every heartbeat is an I love you. Every breath is an I love you. Do you see how the world is going to be transformed? The world is going to be transformed by our I love yous. See, one I love you of us, so that's what he said earlier, connected with everyone is an infinite number of I love yous. For every heartbeat, every breath of every soul that ever lived, for every drop of water, for every grain of sand, for every leaf on a tree, for every blade of grass, it's all these I love yous that ever existed are being brought to the throne of God. Heaven has come to earth. Now earth is giving that divine I love you back to God. The devil cannot stay here. So the more that we learn the round of creation, the round of redemption, the more we begin to bring heaven to earth. We're the ones that are calling fire from heaven. Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. As Elijah called fire down from heaven, we're calling fire down from heaven. It's the love of Jesus and Mary. Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. See, what happens is our lives change. Our lives cannot be the same. Our lives are filled with joy, filled with love, filled with happiness. So these I love yous. I remember when we were copying, there's one chapter, I think it's in volume 30. It's just, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I said, what is Louis? It's all in Italian when we were copying him from the Vatican. And I said, I wonder what this means. What is she saying? But it's just entering into this I love you of God. Can you imagine how happy God is when we, linked to Louisa, are giving divine I love yous back to God? Why we must be linked to Louisa? Volume 12, January 29th, 1919. From your link of connection with me, Jesus, the links of other souls will be connected. So Jesus tells us, see, Louisa's first link to Jesus and Mary. And from them, every other soul is connected. I, Jesus, will have a cohort of souls who, living in my most holy divine will, will redo all the acts of creatures. So our job isn't just to pray a rosary or pray holy prayers. It's to redo everyone's act in the rosary that we're praying, in the praise, the prayers that we are praying. I, Jesus, will then receive divine glory of many suspended acts done only by me, but also from the creatures, and these from all classes, from virgins, priests, lay people, according to their office. They will no longer operate humanly, but rather, as they penetrate into my most holy divine will, their acts will multiply for all, everyone, past, present, and future, in such a way which is fully divine. This is why, again, devotion, the devotional life is good, saintly. Again, your place in heaven gets higher. But this is not what we're praying for. We're praying that God receives all the glory and honor and praise that he rightly deserves. That he be Lord of earth, Lord of heaven, Lord of my soul, Lord of everyone's soul. I, Jesus, will receive from the creatures the divine glory of many sacraments administered and received in a human way. Like I said, how many go to Holy Communion and not become other Christs? Of others which have been profaned, others sullied with interest, and many good works in which I, Jesus, remain more dishonored than honored. I, Jesus, yearn very much for this time, forming the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And you, Louisa, pray and yearn for it together with me, and do not move your link of connection with me, mine, but start as the first one. See, that's what God is bringing about. She is the first. And then we, linked to Louisa, also form this divine life. How we fuse ourselves in the divine will, one with Louisa Picaretta. Volume 17, May 10th, 1925. I, Louisa, write only out of obedience, and I'm going to make a mix of past and present things. Many times in my writings I say I was fusing myself in the most holy divine will, and I don't explain further. Now, forced by obedience, I will say what happens to me in this fusion in the most holy divine will. So we have to be fused to Louisa. Okay, and again, a fusing is you take two pieces of metal and you heat it up to such a degree with a torch that they melt into each other. That's fusing. He wants us to be not separated from Louisa in the least. So when Jesus looks at us, he sees Louisa's love in us. See, that's why she's the mother of the second generation of the children of light. How much does Jesus see Louisa in me? She's the one that he adores. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. And so, therefore, where is Louisa in my life? Am I really one with Louisa Picaretta? Am I fused to her? So Jesus, Louisa shows us, as she was fused in the divine will, an immense void, all of light, comes before my mind, in which one can neither find in the extent of its light, nor the depth, nor the boundaries on the right or the left, nor those on the front or on the back. Okay, so each one of us is going to experience this. As we begin to pray, you're going to enter into this immense void, all of divine light. And again, you can panic, or you can say, Louisa, show me what to do. You've done this. See, God wants us to enter into himself, and he's very gentle. He's very loving, but if we go, I don't want this, God backs right off, says, okay, I can't give it to you. But when we say, let it be done to me as you say, that fiat, let it be done to me as you say, then it works. That's why, if you notice up here, we got, it's like an angel with his hand to his ear, and fiat voluntas tua underneath. That is from somebody tell me real quickly, where? I can't hear a word you're saying. This is what I hear. Yes, okay, that's where it was. I can't hear what you're saying, but exactly that's where it was. And Saint Benedict said, to listen is to obey. That's what we do with the church. Saint Benedict, what did I say? Okay. To listen is to obey. Okay, stop the talk back there in the peanut gallery up there. So it's the same thing with Louisa. To listen is... Okay, you got to be silent. To listen is to obey. Did you hear what I just said? To listen is to obey. Holy cow. All right. So what's great about this is we listen to what the church says and there's no question. We listen and obey. Now, if we can do that, then we go to the next step, to listen to what Jesus is saying to Louisa and obey. I do not know how God is going to do this. I just know he is going to do this. And I say to the Lord, let it be done to me as you say. When I read, and I've had certain souls, who one person in particular in our prayer group was there for 12 years, and after 12 years they just went, I can't do this. Because they could not obey. It's to listen is to obey. This is the greatest gift in the world. And all Jesus says is give your fiat. Let me do. Let me take control. Let me reign in you. Let me breathe in your breathing. I want to breathe in your breathing. So Jesus says, Louis says, in the midst of this immensity, in a highest point, I seem to see divinity or the three divine persons waiting for me. But this always mentally. And I don't know how, but a little child comes out from me, although it is still I, maybe it's my little soul, and is moving to see, it is moving to see this little child putting herself on the path within the immensity of empty space, all alone, shy, walking, on tiptoe, with her eyes always fixed to the place where she sees the three divine persons. Because she fears that it is, if she lowers her gaze in the immense void, she would not know at what point she would end up. All her strength is in that gaze fixed on high. In fact, in receiving the return of the gaze of the supreme height, she draws strength along the way. Now, as the little one arrives from before them, she plunges herself with her face into that empty space to adore the divine majesty. See, when we die, this is what we're going to experience. We're going to enter into God. Okay? Jesus wants us to experience God before we die. For all the saints, they had to wait to the point of death. Now with Louisa, we can experience God while we are alive to this degree. This is, again, this is what the church is studying, and they're just astonished by who Louisa Picaretta is. But a hand from the divine persons raises the little child, and they say to her, "Louisa, our daughter, the little daughter of our divine will, come into our arms." In hearing this, she becomes festive and makes the three divine persons festive and delighting in her. They await the performance of the office which they entrusted to her. This is Louisa's mission. And with grace typical of a child, she says, "I come to adore you and to bless you and to thank you for everyone, past, present, and future. I come to bind your throne to all human wills and of all generations, from the first to the last man, so that all may recognize your supreme will. May all, everyone, past, present, and future, adore the divine will, love the divine will, and give the divine will life within their souls." That's Louisa's mission. Now, when we link ourselves to Louisa, we pray this prayer. This prayer becomes our prayer. It's for everybody. We want everybody to come to adore God, not just our families. You know, it's for everyone, past, present, and future. And then she adds, "O Supreme Majesty, in this immense void, there are all these creatures, and I, Louisa, want to take them all and place them in your most holy divine will, so that everyone, past, present, and future, may return to the origin from which they came, which is your most holy divine will." Why are we in this? To bring everyone to heaven. Everyone. "This is why I came into your paternal arms, to bring you, Lord, all your children, all my brothers and sisters, and bind them all within your most holy divine will. And in the name of all and for everyone, I want to repair to you, Lord, and to give you homage and glory as if everyone had done your most holy divine will." So we want to repair for all sins, every sin, for everything that anybody has ever done. So when you see something, you say to the Lord, "I'm sorry for this and for all sins. Lord, have mercy on us. I beg you, let no one be no more separation between the divine and the human will." And it is a little child who is asking you this, and I know that you can deny nothing to the little ones. That's why we get the little children to pray. God cannot deny anything to children. If you want something done, go to a Catholic school and have the children pray. Watch what happens. But who can say all that that I did and said? It would be too long. Besides, I lack the words to express what I say before the Supreme Majesty. It seems to me that here is the low world. We don't use the same language as in that immense empty space. So again, as you read, what you're going to experience is sometimes things you won't understand. Okay, that happens. Now, why? Because Louisa is talking heavenly language. The earthly language is black and white and two-dimensional. Okay? That's earthly language. Heavenly language is three-dimensional and in technicolor. Okay? Now, since we know only black and white, when Louisa talks about red, we have no idea what she's talking about. She says, "Oh, the red is so beautiful." You go, "Okay, I see it as a gray. The green is so beautiful." "Well, I can see it as a gray. The blue is so beautiful. I can see it as a gray. And it's three-dimensional. I can see it as two-dimensional." See, humanly speaking, she is talking in a divine language. And that's why, as you read this, some people will go, "Well, I disagree with this. Nowhere in the church does it say..." Well, let's back off a bit and just let Jesus explain this to you. See, if we have our own interpretation, God cannot, He can't teach us. So it's always fiat. Our Lady, when the angel came to Our Lady, she says, how can this be? How can I please God? I don't know man. How can this happen? Okay, and the angel said, then the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the child to be born will be called Son of God. Zechariah, a holy man, high priest, the angel says, you're going to be the father? He goes, yeah, sure, I'm going to be the father. The angel says, you are mute. Why? He was sarcastic. I don't believe that. See, there's two ways to respond to God. The first way is, how can I do this to please God? Like Our Lady. Or like Zechariah. Yeah, sure. See, that sarcasm has to go. It can't be part of our life. Everything in our life has to be fiat. It always has to be fiat. This is what's really needed. This is what God is asking of us. And at other times, while I fuse myself in the divine will and that immense void comes before my mind, I wander around all created things and I impress in them, one, I love you for the supreme majesty. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, every bark of a dog, every cricket that cricks. And as though wanting to fill the whole atmosphere with as many I love yous. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That has to be our breath to God. He's given us all these I love yous in creation. And He wants to hear from us a divine I love you back. As though wanting to fill the whole atmosphere with many I love yous in order to return to the supreme love for the great love towards souls. And even more, I go through each thought of souls. And I impress my I love you. Through each great gaze, I leave my I love you. Through each heartbeat, work, step, I cover them with my I love yous. Addressing them to my God, I go down into the sea, into the depths of the ocean, and I want to fill every darting of the fish, every drop of water, with my I love you. Then as she has worked everywhere, although sowing her I love yous, the little child presents herself before the divine majesty and wanting to make for him a pleasing surprise, she says, my Creator and my Father, my Jesus and my eternal love, look at everything and how here and how all souls, past, present, and future, say that they love you. See, we're doing this. We're doing this for every person. Everywhere there is an I love you for you, Lord God. Heaven and earth are filled with them. And so now, will you not concede to your tiny little one, Luisa Picaretta, that your divine will descend into the midst of souls, making the divine will known, making peace with the human will, and take its just domain, its place of honor, so that no soul may ever do her human will again, but always, always your most holy divine will. Do you see how the world is going to change in an instant? In an instant, time is going to end. In an instant, eternity is going to begin. Jesus says, I'm with you to the end of time. Our Lady says, I'm not going to come back after these last apparitions. Well, where are you going to be? We're going to enter into eternity. That's why it's so necessary to change now, because if we don't change now, there will be no time to change. You will stay where you are for all eternity. See, we are called to heroic places. We're called to live heaven on earth now. If we wait, we're waiting too long, and you will not be where you think you're supposed to be going. You can't go there. See, we have to change now. Even our human inadequacies have to change. God wants to change us, transform us. And He says to Luisa, transmute us. This is why Jesus says, I've saved this gift of the divine will for the worst of times. This is the worst of times. At other times, while fusing myself in the most holy divine will, I want to feel sorrow for all the offenses given to my God. And I stop my round again in that immense void in order to find all the sorrows that Jesus felt for all sins. And I make it my own, and I wander everywhere in the most hidden, the most secret places, in public places, over all the acts of evil men, to feel sorrow for all the offenses, for each sin, gathering within me all the sorrow for all sins. And I feel like crying out in every motion of all creation, forgiveness, forgiveness. That's when you see something, again, Lord, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. Thank you for showing it to me. I want to repair this in all sins as if they never occurred. Do you see the power that God has given us? This is the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you will renew the face of the earth through us. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's the power that Jesus is giving us to repair and redo. The saints began to teach us this. Now Jesus is telling us how this is going to be accomplished. There is not one offense to God, even the slightest one, for which I do not feel sorrow and ask for forgiveness. And so, that all may hear my plea of forgiveness for all sins, I impress it in the rumblings of the thunder, so that sorrow may have, for having offended my God, may thunder in all hearts forgiveness. In striking of the lightning, sorrowful repentance, in the whistling of the wind, crying out to all repentance and pleas of forgiveness. In thinking and the twinkling of the bells, sorrow and forgiveness in some, in the same in everything. And I bring the sorrow to all, of all to my God, and I implore forgiveness for all, and I say, great God, let your divine will descend upon earth so that sin may no longer take place. The human will alone is what produces so many offenses that it seems to be flooding the earth with sins. Your most holy divine will be the destroyer of all evils. Therefore, I beg you, make the little daughter of your most holy divine will content, who wants nothing else but that your most holy divine will be known and loved, and that it reign in all hearts. That's what Jesus wants. So we'll end there. And we're going to get ready for Holy Mass. We're going to go right to chapel. And Mass will start at in 15 minutes. We're going to make a consecration to Our Lady of the Immaculate Heart after Mass. It will be the Extraordinary Mass, so it'll be in Latin. It's the silent, sacred Mass. We will start out with the Veni Creator Spiritus. We'll end with the Salve Regina. It's in the Missalette. When you receive communion, you have to kneel and receive on your tongue if you can kneel. If you can't kneel, don't throw yourself to the ground. All right? Again, it's the silent Mass. The server will be doing all the prayers. We will be silent. I will tell you what page we're on, and you will read silently the prayers. Just know that this is the Mass that was celebrated in Luisa's room every day by St. Annibal de Francia. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.